broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw. Showers in the afternoon, high between 84 and 89. We're going to try to go up country, you know, someplace away from the beaches. The northeasterlies will cool us down, though, about 15 miles per hour. So we're going to have a great day. On the Big Island, it's partly sunny. On the leeward side, some haze through the day. Isolated showers in the afternoon. Windward and mocha showers, that is. Highs about 84 to 89 with the winds turning variable, becoming northeasterly is about 15. So there you have it. And I think if memory serves, but if it could have stopped just a couple of seconds ago, the eruption's continuing. And the reason I bring that up, it's a gorgeous thing to see. And if you go to Volcano Golf Club, you can see it right there from the course, looking over. Fabulous view. There's a tea time at Volcano, 8:32, 9:24, 10:48. Makalei has an 8:40, a 9:22, and a 10:36. And Pui Pu, 11:10, 12:20, 1:10. We've got a tea time at Kauai Lagoons for you, 9:08, or a 10:10. Oahu Country Club. Well, no, here just on Oahu. How's that? Pearl. At Pearl, 8:36, 9:48, 10:52. Hawaii Kai, 9:08 and a 10:36. Turtle Bay, North Shore, gorgeous, 10:48, 10:02, 11:36. Hawaiian, that's the Royal Hawaiian Golf Course. It's really cool. It's like one part of it is the jungle and the other part is wide open spaces. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, 8:36, 9:40, 10:10. Eva Beach Golf Course, 8:52, 9:26, 11:08. Bayview, 8:48, 9:30. Hawaii Prince, 9:08, 10:40, 11:20. Wailea on the Gold Course as an 11 o'clock and 11:40. On the Emerald Course, there's a 10:30, 11:50, and on the Blue Course, there's a 9:40 and a 10 o'clock. How about Maui Nui? Maui Nui, 8:36, 10:12. All right, I've got a fabulous show lined up for you. We've got Claude Brousseau coming on the show. We've got Megan Ellis and Tajira Lani Luafala'alo, the PGA Assistant Teaching Professional at Kapolei Golf Course. We have Jerry Ostry, the author of Hogan Edge, and we never got to the putters he makes. Edge strike putters. Awesome. The way he got to that putter, it almost hits the ball for you. That's an exaggeration. And Michael Patrick Shields, our travel guru extraordinaire and author of Less Than Torrid Tales. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
I'm Danielle Tucker, host of The Golf Club.
Brought to you by the Newtown Driving Range. Warm up before your round or wind down after work. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and great fun. The Aloha Section PGA. Teacher gets to play golf, the game that lasts forever. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. In Evilay, next to Costco Gas, and in Waipahu. And teaching pro Claude Brousseau at the Wailea Golf Academy, Maui.
The Golf Club.
On 101.1.
All right. Now, yeah, this past July has been very strange. It's been a very strange. 12 celebrities died, and we haven't gone through the whole month. Connie Francis, at the age of 87. Ann Burrell, Food Network, she was only 54. Malcolm Jamal Warner, also 53, but that was a drowning. He got caught up in a powerful rip current. But Ozzy Osbourne and Chuck Mangione and Hulk Hogan, it was like one after another. And there's a whole list. And you know, but in the world of golf, there was one of the first celebrity broadcasters that I loved dearly. And I found out that he passed through my buddy, Michael Patrick Shields. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael Patrick.
Well, I'm very sorry that I was the one to break the news to you because, you know, I met him through you decades ago and then in many press rooms around the PGA Tour.
phenomenal personality, a voice that just boomed sincerity and information and just an inside, because as you said, for decades, he was inside the PGA Tour. He was on tour. And when he wasn't going on tour anymore, he had his own show. But he knew everybody, so he'd get the inside information. He was such an incredible person. And, I'm glad you're the one who told me. I would have rather, hearing it on a news flash on television, that's like so cold. Hearing it from you and your on your website, that was, heartwarming and tragic and scary and all those things. So Michael Patrick Shields, thank you.
There were so many times that I came on your broadcast after him, which is how it should have been. And I would always joke, you're going to make me follow a guy with a voice like that? Because he had serious pipes, he had natural deep voice, and if anybody had never seen what he looked like, he looks like his voice sounds. He was tall, he was larger than life, he had shades on all the time and usually a golf vest.
Yes,
and he wore it well because he was tall and kind of lean, but he was big, and when he was in the room you knew he was there. And he was a gentle giant though, because I went and introduced myself to him in a press room after having been on your program following him, and I said, there's Bob, I gotta go say hi. But I was a little intimidated because he'd been on tour for so many years, and he was there with Janice, and he was as sweet as can be. And I don't know why these things happen, but about 5 or 6 months ago, I think you might remember, I said, I'd like to do an interview about Bob Bubka.
That's
because
right.
Often he would talk about what was going on the tour, and I said, I'd like to just spend an hour talking about him.
Yeah.
And he was kind enough to grant an hour on my radio program, and we just talked. He didn't probably like it because he's modest, but we just kept talking about him, and he kept steering the conversation to the great players that he met over the years, and we talked about you, and that's just how he was, So for whatever that's worth, I was blessed to have that time with him.
I always felt blessed that he would be on my show because of his longevity in the game. And everybody knew Bob Bubka and, to my little show. And he was right there. And it's, I love Bob and I love Janice. And I sorely miss. I mean, he just was ready, He didn't want to try anymore. There comes a point where the body just goes, sorry, I'm done.
I can tell you, when I mentioned your name the first time I met him in person, he smiled like a Christmas tree.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Well, my heart is with you, Bobby Bubka, and Janice self. And thank you so much for everything that you did for the game of golf. You really brought it home for us, and your insights were fantastic. And your smile and your laugh was amazing. So, Bob, we love you, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you know that he had the respect of the tour players of various eras, so back to, Nicklaus and Palmer and right up into Tiger Woods now, because he was a professional. He wasn't there to make himself part of the story. He respected them,
and
he asked them serious questions, and he didn't waste anybody's time, and so that's why it was interesting to talk to him. He was likable and real and genuine. And when he came to Hawaii, or would he come out and would you see him in the islands in person?
Yes. Oh, yes. But he would always go to a tour. You stop. Maui.
Yeah.
Let's say Maui.
Would you have a Mai Tai with him or anything?
That was – Bob was, larger than life. And then when he decided to – it was time to go home – it was just, it was just like, it was over. Not over, but, it was time for go. And there was no in between, like being on the set at the Century. Mm-hmm. And then he would just be ready to go.
Yeah. Well, he had a lot to do and he had a lot of work. And I'm speaking to you in his honor this morning. His email address, which I've often joked with him and you about, and I know this because you have hundreds and thousands of emails, you and Rick, with him. And it's at poolside at AOL.com. And you know, first of all, he still has AOL like me, so we're both old people. But at poolside always evoked such a good feeling.
Yes.
And he, you know, he had that kind of cool chill about him. So I'm speaking to you from not only poolside, but in the pool this morning in his honor. Once again.
You were bobbing up and down.
Yes. Bobbing. Good pun. Perfect.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Ah, yeah. All right. Michael Patrick Shields is our Hollywood insider. Not only is he a Hollywood insider, my gosh, he is so inside. You now can call him an actor. Actor. Michael Patrick Shields. You know, you're in Hollywood. That makes total sense that you're an actor. What did you do most recently? Were you like mafiosi type? What part are you playing?
Do you remember John Lovitz on Saturday Night Live used to have that part where he would say, acting! He was the master thespian, and he would sit there. I just get a kick out of it. So serious. But,
yes.
But yeah, I'm curious, before we talk about that, have you watched the Happy Gilmore sequel yet, which came out on Netflix yesterday? I have not seen it yet.
I haven't
either.
But
I wonder if you're eager to see that or scared about it, because the first one was just perfect.
Oh, I know. Exactly. Following up on something is, I will give them a try. If mm-hmm. they disappoint, then I don't go any further. Because I want to remember you know what I mean? It's like, why would I want to watch something that's just like, oh, well, this isn't as good as the first, so I don't want to watch the second.
So you'll start watching it, and then you'll make a decision.
Sure.
Maybe cut it, shut it off if it's not not good.
Yes. Where's the hook?
What if Rick wants to keep watching and you want to shut it off? Who wins that argument?
He's got his place, and he can, you know. he can go watch it at home, and I'll just, change the channel. I'm going to watch The Diplomat over and over again on Netflix.
Oh, wow. That's old school there. That's a nice one.
Oh, God, that's good. That's a good show. Boy, it's gripping.
Well,
yes.
I'm told there are a lot of cameos of tour players and notables in this flick. And,
oh, really?
They had a premiere for it this week out east in New York, and some tour players showed up and all that. But
cool.
I haven't read a review, and I haven't looked yet. And my only fear is, and of course there will be some people who were in the first one who can't make the second one because they passed away.
Right.
But there will be some sort of reference to them. But we all know what happened with Caddyshack and the sequel to Caddyshack.
I know. That's the thing.
You know, it was awful.
Yes. That's what I mean. I want to remember that the way it was. Not, make it better. It's hard to do that, though, when you have a cast that's all, everybody's working together and everybody sparks off the other one. It's a gem of a moment in life, or 6 months or a year, depending on how long you're working on the show. And it's hard to bring it back unless everybody's just having a good old time and they're ready to do it.
And it was a surprise, too. You know, the concept was surprising. A hockey player converting to golf. And and it's not easy to make a compelling golf movie. There have been some really terrible ones and a few good ones, as you mentioned. But I did hear Adam Sandler say that in the first half hour of the movie, Happy doesn't swing a club. And so every once in a while when he grabs a hockey stick or a club, there's a moment of anticipation. And the crowd gets all excited, he said, at the premiere. And so he kind of liked that because they wanted to see Happy smash one. So that gives me hope that he understood, to toy with it and play with it a little bit. So we'll see.
This is the great avoider. I ask him what character he is playing now. He just goes in a whole different direction. Michael Patrick Shields, are you sworn to secrecy on this particular acting role that you have?
Oh, no, I'm getting pigeonholed a little bit because of my age. This week I played a board member, and then later in the week I played in a different show, a CEO, and sometimes I get requests for, gangster roles, and I just recorded one yesterday that's going to be sort of the patriarch of the family. I did an audition yesterday. So yeah, there's been a lot of little parts lately and a lot of action for some reason. There's so much content available now. These films are called verticals, which you watch on your phone vertically. And so they've been keeping me pretty busy. And I've got one later today. I shouldn't lift the curtain on this, but I will.
Okay.
Have you seen these videos when you're doom scrolling where there's someone in a park and there's a person trying to maybe sort of mislead a child or kidnap a child?
Oh.
And then a good Samaritan gets in and stops it.
Oh.
So we're going to shoot one of those over in Hollywood later today. Where I said I would only be the good Samaritan in this role. But yeah. These are meant to show people, you know, to pay attention in public when you see things going on that maybe you can help stop a crime.
So, oh, right.
That's what I'm going to do later today.
Oh, that's great. Oh, I love it. You know, when you said doom scrolling, doom, did you really say doom scrolling?
Isn't that what they call it? You're scrolling, you know, like right before bed and you lay there and you watch those 1 minute clips. All those different things. And you watch any of that?
When I lay down in bed, I'm out.
Hey, well.
I don't have a life. Don't you understand?
I live in paradise.
Yes. Why would I want to sit around looking at a screen? I've figured out that it's really boring after a while. So I only use it for a tool. But I don't want to put a damper on our conversation because I understand that you're going to... Are you going to Las Vegas and Elvis is going to be there?
Elvis? Viva Las Yes. Vegas.
Yes.
This week, I'm going to the Westgate Hotel and Resort, which used to be called the Intercontinental Hotel. Excuse me, International Hotel.
Okay.
The International Hotel is where Elvis did thousands of shows.
Yes.
And if you saw the recent movie about Elvis starring Austin Butler, that hotel featured prominently. Because Elvis lived in the top floor penthouse,
wow.
And he performed in the International Ballroom. And so what they're going to do this week is they're going to have a festival to celebrate Elvis's birthday, and they're going to recreate the day on August 31st in 1969 that Elvis first set foot on that stage. And they're going to have the exact set list from that show. They're going to decorate the theater like it. And the man who plays Elvis is going to come out and play him in that era with that costume.
Wow.
And they've even asked those of us in the audience to try to dress like it's 1969.
Wow.
And totally recreate the magic that was Elvis on that stage.
Wow.
And then they have a sky suite, the suite that he lived in, which you can now rent and go stay in. And they're going to give tours of that. And Elvis's stepbrother is going to be there to talk about him. And they're going to have people who knew Elvis and played in his band available to talk. And so there'll be a big, big festival and all their little bars and nightclubs. And that's a really cool place. They have Barry Manilow in a house arrangement. And also, if you remember, if you watched 007, The Diamonds Are Forever.
Yes, yes.
It was the hotel featured in that movie, the Willard White Hotel.
Wow. That is very cool. That would be so much fun, you know, because Las Vegas is one of our destinations because we tend to like to, you know, put a little money down and maybe a little bit more than a little. And so a lot of folks go to Vegas just for the gambling and the nightlife. And this sounds like a lot of fun. When is it going to be?
This week, Thursday night, Thursday Night Live. It will be all day Thursday and all day Friday. And they always celebrate Elvis there anyway. There's a big statue of him when you come in.
Sure.
There's memorabilia. There's a lock of his hair and a gun that he owned. And you can see where his dressing room was. And, of course, those who want to stay in his suite can do that now, too, at the Westgate Hotel.
And are you going? Are you going to be there?
Oh, hell yeah.
Michael Patrick Shields.
I'm going to broadcast from there. I'm going to be there. I'll write about it. I'm going to live it up.
Yes, 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 yes. I have Golf Ireland, and I saw a picture of you. Did you go to Ireland to play golf?
Well, the Open Championship was there in Northern Ireland last week, and
right.
I saw that they named a hole for Darren Clark.
Yes.
And he was very honored. You know, he didn't make the cut. Again, in the home course affair.
Uh-huh.
But he was honored, and I've been lucky enough to be around him a few, three times here and there. And in fact, do you remember that time I put him on the phone with you on your program in Mexico?
I do think I recall.
You've done so many shows for so many years that you don't even remember when I put an open champion on the phone with you.
Yeah,
but I do. I have a picture of it, in fact, because I was in Mexico and he was there for an event, just a small corporate event. And,
I do remember
it. I chased
it.
Him down in the cart and I said, hey, can you talk on a Hawaii radio show with Danielle Tucker? And he did.
Yes. Gosh, I just, 26 years, man. Give me a break.
But it all came back to me. I didn't think of it till you just said it. But
wow.
Yeah, we were all celebrating Royal Port Rush and how that went last week. And,
yes, it was awesome.
People are going to want to go and play there. So, yeah, and he's got a house. Like, he could walk to the course from his house there.
Yeah, truly. And you know, this is an interesting thought. You know, 48 years of playing golf. I never hit one into the truck. By the way, that truck that you hit the golf ball in, it looks like an armored personnel carrier, only yellow. Tell us about this, hitting your ball into the truck.
Oh, this just happened 2 days ago. It was so embarrassing. I was playing at Rancho Par 3, right in the shadow of Fox Studios.
Uh-huh.
And I do that weekly with one of the fellas that appears on the Vanderpump Rules show.
Uh-huh.
And we have a little match for 9 holes of walking par 3. And there was a maintenance truck. They were doing some digging of some sort off the 8th tee to the left. And I don't know why I pulled it and so badly and so low off the tee, and it rocketed straight into the back of the truck, inside the truck with all the, buckets and tools and all that stuff. And it banged around in there, made a hell of a noise. And the guy was basically in a hole digging, and he stuck his head up as if to say, WTF. And I said, sorry, but he was not having it. Like, he did not smile. He shook his head like, and so it went like over his head into the truck. It was like, remember in Star Wars when they had to put that missile right down in the Death Star, right in that certain hole? That's what it was like. And bang, and sure, I wasn't going to get that ball out of there because I would have had to climb into that hole, into that truck. But I'm sure if you put me on that tee and said, here, hit it in the hole of that truck, I'd still be there trying.
Of course. That's golf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I love the game. You guys know it. And you know, it just is one of those moments in time where everything comes together, not at all what you planned. I was just thinking of the racket, that the noise, that the ball.
Yeah. Would be. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but it sounded like it.
Yes, I know it's not funny because somebody could have been hurt, but it's funny at the same time.
It is funny. No question. It's funny. That's why I documented it with pictures, posted them on my social media.
Yes, and I gobbled them up and put them on my phone so I can, what was that, doom scroll?
doom scrolling. I don't know why they call it that, but kind of addictive. That's the whole idea of it.
Michael Patrick Shields, we could go on and on. Is there anything you wanted to...
Let's.
I have Jerry Ostry. He's going to be... He's an author. And he wrote The Hogan Edge. Really. But he also created a putter. And he makes them. He makes the putters.
Mm.
And it's fascinating what he found out about how to adjust the putter so you'd almost... can't miss. That doesn't seem possible, does it? I mean, but I better stop talking. I'm gonna have to save all this information for when he's on with me. I love talking with you. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse with me.
Mahalo and aloha and viva bababka.
Aloha. And you'll have to be on and tell us about Elvis and the soiree in Las Vegas, okay?
Yeah, more to come, because right after that, I'm back to Las Vegas for the big Virtuoso Travel Conference every year in August with 5,000 people from around the world telling us why we should go to their place. And so I'll give you as many as I can.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evilay, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha. And we ship off island. Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Iaea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
The author, the Hogan Edge, creator, Edge Strike Putter, made by Jerry Austrey, and a Golf Heritage Society member. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jerry.
Good morning to you. Great to hear your voice again.
It's good to hear yours. And, you know, I was looking at you. You wrote the Hogan Edge, how the Hogan Company found and lost its edge. And you also were writing a book, and this is, I was reading over what you sent me. So I'm going to just kind of do an intro. History of the Stroked Balanced Edge. We're talking about a putter. The development of the putter was somewhat of an accident, writes Jerry.
As I told you in the intro, as I finished the head book, the next venture on my journey, or the Hogan book, I wrote a manual manuscript for the head golf startup. And I was completing that, and I wanted to interview a person that used to work for me at the end of the head regime. So I went over to his shop, and he was making putters. And he had some problems and a divorce, bankruptcy. And I've always been a putter fanatic, and I was putting with the Odyssey backstrike. So I decided to design the balance into the Odyssey, and that's how the Edge Stroke Balance putter started. And he designed, and we worked together, emulating the Newton cradle ball theory. And if you can visualize the five steel balls hanging on rods in the front of your desk, the balls are attached perfectly balanced on each side in a straight line. You pull one ball back, it goes exactly on a straight line, even if you pull it to the side, the balance pulls it down to the middle, and that's the technology that we discovered with the edge stroke balanced putters.
Wow.
And I make those so the head is perfectly balanced, and the story was I wanted to see if anybody else would like it, so I showed them at the Dallas Golf Show in 2022, and they had a putter contest of $5,000 for a hole-in-one. And, of course, for 3 days, everybody was trying to win that hole-in-one prize. They brought their putters, the Scotties and the Pings, and I had five samples there for them to use. And late in the day, after about 6 hours, they made one putt, and it was with my edge. After 3 days, they made 22 of the 24 one putts that were made with edge stroke balanced putters.
Wow. Wow. So,
that's when I thought I had something. So, obviously, I don't have a name. I don't have a brand. I decided that they're all machine parts. They're perfectly balanced. And then in order to get people to look at them, we combined it with Legacy Finishing.
Oh.
So if you have a national football team like the San Francisco Giants or New York team or Chicago Bears, the national hockey team,
yeah,
a major university of any kind that has a putter grip and grip, a putter cover, I'm sorry, and a grip,
yeah,
we will match the color to your university and we will make that club for you. And I've done hundreds of them. I've done several Masters ones, and this morning at the golf course, a gentleman, I made a broomstick putter for him. He's a one handicapper and a very good player, and he replaced his lab putter with the edge stroke balanced putter.
Far out. That is so cool. And these are, you make them. You make them at home.
No, I don't make them at home. Okay. I'm here in Fort Worth, Texas. I don't have a business yet.
Okay.
I do it by word of mouth. I use a machine shop.
Ah.
The putters are all machined to spec. Then I bring the putters to a finishing shop. The guy I use is the leading refinisher of Scotty Cameron putters in Texas. So he can do the finishing. He can do the assembly. So I bring the parts over, give it to him, he puts it together, and then I get it to the customer, and it's hundreds of them over the last 2 years. And I sold some at the national conference last year in Pinehurst, and this year I'm going to make a, because it's in Nashville, as you know.
Yeah.
I hope you're going.
Oh, I wish I were going. I wish.
Because I'd love to meet you.
Oh, I'd love.
And I'm making a Nashville Predators, a University of Tennessee, Tennessee Titans, and Vanderbilt to have in their auction on the next day.
Great. This is great. So, I mean, you know, when I think about your life, you've had an amazing life, and it just keeps on being amazing.
I've been very, very fortunate and worked with some great people, and the journey has been more good than bad, and it's been a fun existence to be dealing with all the people like Mr. Hogan and starting companies and doing things from scratch with a clear blackboard with no mistakes. It's been fun, and that's what the Hogan Edge book is about, is how you do a startup. I mean, so the Ed startup, we started from scratch with that project after I left Hogan, and that book covers 5 years of a brand new product and a patented product, as I might point out, and we went from zero to 10 million in 12 months.
That's nice. That was, I bet the front office was, or the back office or the main office was very happy.
They like that, but then the story sours, as it always does when money's involved. If you're part of a major business and one part of the major business has problems, then they're looking for somebody else to cover that. But the putters get me up in the morning. As I think we talked the last time, I do a lot of public speaking with a 54-slide program on the details of the Hogan Edge story and bring people behind the scenes into that period of time. You can remember it today, innovation is well accepted by the tour, but back in the early 70s, if you were to use the term game improvement club, nobody would touch it.
Wow.
It was all them and their skill until Carson turned that around. Now, people, it's much easier to bring brand new innovation to the tour because people recognize its talent and instrument blended together performs the best.
Right on. Absolutely. I want to go backwards a little bit. You say in your piece here, the development of the putter was somewhat of an accident. I was finishing my second book, The Rise and Fall of Head Golf. What is this about?
This is a startup. It's a little bit attached to Hogan, but in the heyday, the name Hogan and Head were owned by AMF. So when AMF was raided and then Hogan was sold off, Head, Ski and Tennis, for the first time, they were not attached to a company that owned Hogan, so they wanted to get in the golf business.
Oh.
And they hired me as a consultant to investigate, as I was looking for a job after I left Hogan, should they start their company or should they buy a company?
Yes.
So it details all of those steps. And a business plan that was put together, and instead of buying somebody like McGregor or Callaway, which we were looking at back in 1989, the board of directors approved starting a manufacturing facility for Head Golf. So that manuscript is in final review today. It will be done in September, and then I'll be looking for a publisher to publish that. The working title is The Rise and Fall of Head Golf, but I'm not sure that title will remain.
Sure.
I'm reviewing that with several people. So that manuscript, rough draft's done, and now it's being professionally edited to make sure the grammar's correct, the sentence structure's correct.
Right.
Chapters are correct, and that'll be done by the end of September.
Fantastic. Now, Head, wasn't that a ski? Didn't they do a lot of skis, snow skiing type of sport?
Yes, they did Head skis and Head tennis rackets.
Yeah, okay. And so they wanted to get into the golf business. I said, yeah, interesting, very interesting. Yeah, do you mind?
Head, go ahead, I'm sorry. You're in
it's okay. No, I just was wondering, do you mind if I say how old you are?
No, go ahead.
You're 82 years old, and you just...
84.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes. I aged on you a couple of years.
Boy, that's gone fast. I'm 84 years old, and you just keep on going. You keep on cooking. It's phenomenal what you're doing. That's how we should all be, you know, inspired.
Well, you know, as you get older, if you get up in the morning, and particularly if you had a job you loved, and you sit on the end of the bed, and you have nowhere to go, and nothing to do, and nobody to see, why get out of bed?
Good point. But you get
my
out
wife,
of...
above all, says, where are you going today?
Right, right. But what did your wife say to you about all that?
He said you need to keep doing that as long as you can.
The putter, right? Building putters.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And the books. And, of course, she travels with me when I do a book signing. And she's one of my biggest critics when I do something to say, what do you think about this? And she won't be bashful.
Good woman.
Whether she thinks it's a good idea or not. But... We've been married for over 60 years.
So you like each other?
Sometimes. As she would say it, we've been happily married. We've been married for 60 years. 20 of them very happy.
Oh, my goodness. I just love how she said that. You know, just keep working on your putters. You know, it's just like, hey, it doesn't matter what age you are. You know, you keep your, you know, head in your interests, and it just booms. And for you, it's phenomenal. I'm so so much respect. Hey, can you do the 49ers? You know, in Hawaii, everybody's like, oh, well, not everybody, but there are a lot.
I can do the 49ers because they have a grip and they have a head cover. So we, okay. I haven't done the 49ers yet, but they certainly have a wonderful mallet head cover and a grip. So that if somebody wanted one of those, I could do that in a heartbeat, not a problem.
How do they get in touch with you how do we find
you? Them either. You have my email. It's jerryaustry@att.net, or call my number, 817-925-9662. I'm probably going to set up a web page pretty soon, but electronic things, I lose control over at my age.
I understand.
So I rather talk with people like we're talking. I know who you are. We can exchange instead of doing this online stuff. But I am available to do it online, and I can share the specs and pictures like I did with you, showing you the different designs we've done. I have all of that, and I will respond to anybody that emails me with a question, sending them the background, sending them pictures of the hundreds of putters we've done to show them what it looks like. But if I say so myself, I've been putting with this now for 2 years, and I haven't looked for a new putter, which I normally do. It's pretty damn good, Danielle.
I have no doubt. Jerry Austry is an author. He has one book published, The Hogan Edge. The second one is still being fluffed and folded. And he's the creator of Edge Strike Putters, made by Jerry.
Head Stroke Balance Putters.
Oh, head.
Because you know putters are your face balance, toe hang, or lie angle balance. Ours is stroke balance. So for the consumer, it's balanced in the direction you want to hit the ball.
How did I make a mistake like that? I don't know why that's written. It must come from some other planet. Okay. Say the name of the company again.
Stroke Balanced Edge.
Stroke Balanced Edge.
Edge.
Yes. Okay. Now I apologize profusely. Gosh.
Oh, Danielle. Don't ever do that. I love hearing your voice. That's why I'd love to meet you.
Okay. We will meet. My goodness gracious, at some point I will, yes, somehow we will get together.
We will get together before it's over.
Yes, and thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse, and of course you'll be back, right? Of course.
I will be back at any invitation you give me.
Thank you so much. All right, Jerry Austry, and again, I'll put it online for you to find him so you can get those putters, because they're wonderful, wonderful. We'll be back after this. Claude Brousseau, standing by. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mailed to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Oh, hey there, Hawaii. Have you noticed? It's so hot. We'll make your work faster and easier. And you can do that with the riding mower. And by the way, it's on sale at Aloha Power Equipment. Whether you're a homeowner or a supersized landscape needing landscaping, and you know what? With fire season, everything's got to be cut back. Everything has to be taken care of. And we've got the smooth riding mower of your dreams waiting for you. Don't forget, accessories galore. From mowing to mulching and bagging, we make yard work easy. Mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Remember, it's always fire season. Protect your property with the best tools around and protect your neighbor, because, gosh, it's just scary how many times we hear the engine company going down the road and we hear about fires going on. It's like we're a tinderbox. So if you live on a neighbor island, you know what I'm talking about. No worries. We ship off island just for you. New shipments roll in daily. And tell them Danielle sent you.
Hey, Mark Rolfing here. The First Tee Hawaii is a nonprofit organization that helps kids build character, confidence, and life skills through golf. And we need volunteers like you to coach our next generation of golfers. No matter your skill level, our free coach training gives you tools to mentor kids. We have locations on all the islands, and enrollment is open now for our Level 1 Coach Certification. Call 808-500-1515.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Claude Brusseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy at Wailea Golf Club on Maui. He's the author of Realize Your Golfing Potential, Unlock the Secrets of a Proficient Short Game. He's a Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified. He's ranked number one, 2024-2025, Best Teacher in the State of Hawaii by Golf Digest. Golf Digest Best Teachers in the State for several years. We've got the Horton Smith Award recipient on the line with us. We have the V1 Sports Ambassador, the creator of the Virtual Golf Academy for your desktop or your mobile device. The list is incredible how much you've done. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude Brusseau.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you very much for the privilege to be a guest on your show.
Oh, thank you for being here. Now, you were watching the Open like all of us. And
yes, I did.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody expects Scottie Scheffler or Rory McIlroy to be at the top. But neither one was. But somehow Scottie made it to the top and won. tell us about the Open with Scottie Scheffler.
It's so great because he's such an accomplished golfer. Obviously, he's been number one in the world for 147 weeks. And the biggest asset he has is, I will say, he has many of them, obviously, but it's how simple is his swing motion, and it's repeatable. I mean, if we look at his performance that week, he made only three bogeys during the four rounds. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He made only one double. He made only one eagle. Other players made multiple eagles, and he made 20 birdies. It's amazing how he controlled his ball, and it's interesting because I was watching with the Sportsbox AI. That's another device that I use for golfers when they come to me. And they measure every single thing in the body. And the way they were analyzing, you know, like the gap sway, meaning the difference between how his upper and lower body moves and what is his, I will say, primary source of power. And it's interesting. Everybody talk about, you know, Scheffler shuffling with his feet. However, with Sportsbox AI, they analyze, and then his source of power is mainly his torso or shoulder turn.
Wow.
And he keep, yes. So that was interesting to see that. And obviously they got all the number, how many percent is produced by the hips, by the torso, and his primary source, contrary of what it looks like when you swing, it's really with his torso. And his control is the fact that his hands, through his swing, he's controlling his club face really well. So if he wants to produce a little fade, he will just turn his shoulder a little bit differently. If he wants to produce a little draw, he will use like the swing pad with his shoulders to do the draw more than with the face, I will say, of the club. So he's a very interesting player.
He is an interesting player. There were a couple of others, though, of course. I mean, I find Rory McIlroy interesting. I wish he had the freedom that he had when he was first, you know, when he was a quote-unquote youngster, when mm-hmm. he first got on mm-hmm. tour. There just seemed to be something free about him. But when he hits a shot, and I mean, it goes long distance, it's incredible. He's an incredible driver of the ball.
Yes, and he lately, in the last few years, and that's why, he completed the Grand Slam and all that, but lately, let's say in the last few years, he spent a lot more time on his putting and also his wedge play. And I think everybody has his own, what I will say, golden life, or, you know, what drives you to go and accomplish more. And then, obviously, I think the fact that he completed the Grand Slam, and only six players did that so far, right now he has to, in his life, deciding, okay, what is more important for me? A little bit like, and then for now, I think it's just appreciation of what he has accomplished and enjoy the ride for a while, and then he will find different motivation for whatever is important for him in his life. They asked him few weeks back in an interview, where do you see yourself in 5 years? He says, and he took a little bit of time, and then he answered, I don't know. I didn't get to that yet. So you see, Daniel, that's kind of a put things in perspective versus golf and the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And Scheffler says, okay, Scotty, I don't definite myself as a golfer.
Right.
Golfer is what I do for a living. I'm good at it, but my faith is first, my family is second, golf is third. Then we have other golfer in the story, like Phil said, it's not a goal of mine to be number one in the world. I'm not chasing that.
Okay.
So Rory right now is not really necessarily, for now, chasing more major. Of course he wants to win more. I'm not saying he doesn't want. But it's not a priority right now in the next few, let's say, days or weeks.
Well, when it comes down to the Ryder Cup, I'm...
Ooh, that's a different story, Daniel.
We'll see.
Will see some step in his
yes,
walk, and
yes.
You will see fire up,
yes.
I'm sure, for that one.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. Now, how about you mentioned in your notes to me, Colin Morikawa, the chip shot?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember exactly which hole he was in, but it's just, it helps also you listener and all of us who play golf. So he missed the green on the right side, short side himself, means that he didn't have a lot of room for the ball to, you know, get to the hole. The hole was cut really close to the right side. And then I thought it was very interesting that he took quite some time, not too much, but some time to what I call assess the situation. And then he went and looked where he had to make the ball land in his selected landing zone, and his back was almost facing the hole. Then it's a game of inches. He missed his landing zone by a few inches, and then the ball rolled away from, you know, the green, and then I think he made double on that one.
Right.
So I think for the listener and all of us who play golf, we need to realize that it's a game of inches. You miss your spot by a few inches, and sometimes it's disastrous.
Right. And you know, I was speaking with a man who's making putters, and fascinating. But one of the things that you couldn't help but notice is if you're going for a putt that's so important to you at that moment, and then it just inches. Oh, you know, it's like it seems to be going and it's going and then it's not going. And it's like, oh, God, it was so important to me. And you have to shake it off and move along. You shared some quick tips to play better golf. And I know everyone wants to play better golf. Distance control with your putter.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Yes, Daniel, the putter is one of the most important club in the bag, and he's the reason. He's the only one you use on every hole. That's kind of a good reason,
yeah.
Thinking that putter is an important club. Now, I call that matching feel and reel, or you can call that auto-calibration of your putting stroke today before you go out. Like today, many of your listeners will go and play. So what I suggest to do is you go on the green, you know, the practice green, the facility you will play at, find a slightly uphill 10-footer putt, let's say, roughly, and then you drop a ball there, or two, three balls, that's fine, and then you do your practice swing. While you're doing the practice swing, your eyes are looking at the hole, okay? Can picture that, Daniel?
Yes.
Do a practice swing, keeping your eyes on the hole.
Uh-huh.
Then your visual system will command your muscular system how long the swing needs to be. Now, you will hit the putt. Obviously, when you hit the putt, you look at the ball. Then you strike the ball, let's say, and then you don't look. But you ask yourself, is the ball long, short, or correct distance?
Huh.
Before you look. Then you look, and then let's say the ball rolled 3 feet past the hole, and then the player called that short. I call that having a huge problem between what you feel and what it's real. So to recalibrate, you need to do it again and adjust how you swing, and then this way it gave you, I call that, you know, Danielle, you go and play golf. I tell the golfer, you have to discover before you go on the golf course which Danielle is playing today. Is this the Danielle that play pretty good, or is the Danielle that you don't want in your body when you go and play golf?
Yeah, she should be in bed.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So that way it's helping you to really match what you feel and what you do, and then that will help you to when you play better golf.
Nice. I mean, you have to be honest.
You have to
be honest with yourself. You know, there's you can't get better unless if you're honest with yourself instead of trying to make it all okay. And yet, there are times when you just have to play, not because you're trying to excel at something. You're just going out to play, literally play. You know, doesn't that make sense? You have to play around.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Don't take it too seriously.
you have to be smart. I always share with the players that come here and say, okay, would you like to be hard on yourself or smart with yourself?
Damn.
You have to be smart. I mean, the game is challenging, and that's why you kind of need to be detached from the outcome, because what you don't control the outcome that much. You control your clear intention, you control your execution, and like you just expressed, Danielle, some lip out, some go in, and then you have to be brutally honest with yourself. Like, I had this young 13 years old for 10 days in a row visiting here, and then I say, how's your short game? He says, oh, I'm pretty good at it. Okay, so we go in the short game area. I threw a few balls at different location, and then let's say 10 balls, and I just look at him. I say, when you look at all those balls like there, how many it's an easy one putt? So he looked at me, he says, one. But I say, we cannot call that a great short game. So we need to help you. You need to learn. You need to improve your skill. And you need to be realistic with the outcome. Talking about that, if you allow me for just, we were talking about Scotty. Then if you ask your, or let's say we do an open question to your listener, what is the proximity to the hole in feet for Scotty? And the shot is in between 100 and 125 yards. So if you ask that to the player, to the general public, they will probably say 8, 10 feet. The reality is just number one in the world, correct? The reality for him is average is 16.4 feet. And he's ranked number two on the PGA Tour.
Okay.
So for the listener, they have to be realistic of what the outcome is or what they want to produce. If you were let's say you're a 15 handicapper, you hit the green, you celebrate at 100 yards.
Yes.
You don't want to be 10 feet from the hole if number one in the world in average is 16 feet.
Yes. So it's just interesting how we get to play games with ourselves and we think we're getting better and we're not being honest. Chipping versus pitching. You know, that's always confusing to people. Do I chip this? Am I pitching this? What is that?
Correct. Very good. But that's true. It's always confusing. So to help the people and the golfer with that, so chipping start with the letter C. You are closer to the green. So that's easy to differentiate.
Yes.
Okay, so up to, let's say, roughly 10 to 15 yards from the beginning of the green, not where the flag is on the green. So chipping close to the green, up to 15 yards, roughly. Then chipping is we want a minimum air time for the ball and a maximum roll time. So that means every time you chip, you want to get the ball going on the green as early as possible in the minimum air time. Okay. Pitching is you further than, let's say, 15 yards up to, depending on the players, up to 45, 50 yards, let's say. It's not a full shot. Okay. And then the pitching, you have more air time than roll time.
Okay, so chipping is, tell us the chipping and pitching again.
Yes, chipping is the ball, when the ball will do less time in the air.
There you go.
So you mean just a little in the air and roll on the green close to the hole.
Right, and
so
pitching.
So less air time, minimum air time, maximum roll time.
Okay.
That's the chipping. The pitching, the ball will have more air time. So that means the ball will be in the air for that shot for a longer period of time than the ball will roll on the green.
Okay. Got it, everybody, including Danielle? Yes.
Okay.
You know, sometimes my brain goes south. So the ball travels with the minimum air time and maximum roll time when you're chipping. And
you got it.
Okay. So when you miss the green, you say bring your three amigos and your putter. I'm not sure what my three amigos and my putter is. I mean, I know what the putter
is. Okay, cool. That's good. So what I mean is that, let's say most of us play in cards in Hawaii and many places in the world. So let's say you miss the green. So what I mean by that is you bring your three wedges.
Ah.
Let's say you got a 56, you got a 54, you got a 50 as an example.
Yes.
So as soon as you get off the cart, I call that my three amigos.
Uh-huh.
So the three wedges and your putter. Because you cannot make a decision sitting in the cart knowing which club you will use.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where we make the decision, Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring options with your three wedges. Then when you get close to your ball, now you assess, let's say, chipping. Let's say we're inside 15 yards from the green. Now you say, okay, do I need my 58-degree wedge, the ratio or proportion air time versus roll time with a 58 on a flat green is about a 1-to-1. So that means if the ball goes, as an example, 2 feet in the air, will roll 2 feet. Your next club, let's say 54, the ratio is 1-to-2. So if the ball does 2 feet in the air, will roll 4 feet.
Mm.
And then your pitching wedge is a ratio, the gap wedge, let's say 50 degree, it's a ratio of 1-to-3. So 2 in the air, roll 6. So that gives you an idea to make a decision which club you will use.
Okay. Interesting. Simulation of throwing the ball with your trailing hand?
Yes. Because I do a lot of short game, Danielle, and then when people struggle with the chipping part, we're in the chipping part here.
Right.
So I said, okay, imagine that you're playing golf with your hands only. You would stand sideways, like if you had the wedge in your hand, and I want you to look on the green. Where would you imagine the ball has to land? Then from there, we'll roll to the hole. Then I say, okay, put the ball in your hands, kind of hold it, just, you know, like a club face, your hand, and throw it out there. And then I say, did you realize that you didn't twist your hands, you didn't scoop, you didn't create different angle in your hands when you did that? And by the way, your ball pretty much landed on your selected landing zone. Well, they say, wow, I never thought of that. But I say, okay, now you get a club in your hand. The club is just an extension of that. So it helps before playing to imagine that if you have the ball in your hands and you want to roll it in the hole, you know, a little bit in the air and roll, how would you move your trailing hand or arms?
Mm-hmm.
And then get that sensation when you got your club in your hands. That's what I mean by that.
I really like how you cut to the chase with things. You know, you break it down for people. It's your food for thought. When you are too attached to how things should go, you lose the ability to respond to what's happening. A talent without guidance is a wasted gift. The beginner chases the right answers. The master chases the right questions. We need to close right now, Claude, but we need to go over those food for thoughts that you supplied us with. Thank you very much for the insights that you've given us today. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle, and thank you so much what you do to promote the game of golf. It's such a good lifestyle, and it's a blessing to be a guest. And, you know, people just should look at golf like, okay, it's a lifestyle. I want to have fun with it.
Yes, you want to have fun. Yes, and then if you take your kids, they'll learn etiquette, you know, like how to behave, which you have a hard time teaching them anywhere else. They start,
that's correct.
Yes, they somehow absorb it. Thank you. Claude Brousseau, aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back to Girolani Luafalalo, the PGA Assistant Teaching Professional at Kapolei Golf Course, and Megan Ellis, the Executive Chef, Back with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghaus, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458. And have more fun playing golf.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
It's Aloha Powers Mower Magic Sale, featuring riding mowers from homeowners to landscapers. Warranties and delivery available. We take trade-in mowers. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Mowers, blowers, trimmers, generators, chainsaws. You want them? We got them today. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha. And we ship off island. Power Equipment. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. What's a great way to shape up your golf? Polish your swing at the Newtown Golf Driving Range located in Aiea. Stop by to warm up before your round or wind down after work and hit a few balls. Enjoy great food from our popular Newtown Cafe and check out the Asau Golf Shop for the most up-to-date golf equipment and club repairs. The Newtown Driving Range, operated by the Casey Nakama Golf Group. Good golf, good food, and good fun.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And it is absolutely fabulous to see how many women are in the game as a profession and teaching profession, or in the case of Megan Ellis, where she is in the kitchen as an executive chef. All of this right now at Kapolei Golf Course. So I'd like to bring into the clubhouse Tajiralani Luafale-Alo, the assistant golf professional at Kapolei Golf Club, and Megan Ellis, the executive chef, Kapolei Golf Club. You met Megan last week, I think it was. It seems like it was a month ago. Megan, Lani, welcome in to the clubhouse. Okay, we can't, we're, our connection has failed for the time being. So we're going to have to ask our executive producer to figure out if everything is put together right on his end. So let's see now. Can you give, George, can you give Rick a call and find out if there's something he can do? Meanwhile, I have from the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association some really cool numbers for you. The Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, HSJGA, you know, they put on the 808 Classic at 360 Eva Beach Country Club. And they did it this past week, July 21st to the 22nd. This is 36 holes, a total of 45 junior golfers from across the state teed it up for the tournament. And of course, they get points awarded. And this is such a great grounding for the kids to not only learn how to swing the club and hit the club, they also learn about points and how that all works into the game of golf, how we, you know, add up all of those points. So the boys, the 808 Classic winners were 11 to 12, Jason Uno of Honolulu. The boys, 13 to 14, Daniel Cho of Honolulu. Boys, 15 to 18, Jake Otani of Hilo. Girls, 11 to 12, Lucy Chui of Honolulu. Girls, 13 to 14, Taina Nakagawa of Honolulu. And the girls, 15 to 18, Kira Uno of Honolulu. So congratulations to all of you and for getting into the game and for sticking with it and competing. The age divisions, par and approximate yardage. The boys, 11 through 12, they were playing at the gold tees, 5,342 yards. The boys, 13 to 14, the blue tees. The black tees, they're boys 15 to 18, you know, they've been playing for a while. In the girls, 11 to 12, it was the gold tees. Girls, 13 to 14 on the white tees. Girls, 15 to 18, par 72, the white tees too. So congratulations to everyone. Opportunities that teach responsibility, develop qualities of leadership, integrity, assisting juniors becoming productive members of the adult community. They learn rules, etiquette, instructional, and they have clinics going on. So if you can get your kids into the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association or First Tee Hawaii, awesome. I think they'd really, really enjoy themselves. And maybe not at first, but the camaraderie is fantastic. Now let's see if we can get Tajiri Lani and, yes, Megan Ellis is here, and Tajiri Lani Luafale'alo, the assistant golf professional at Kapolei Golf Club. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Megan, how are you? I can hear you.
Awesome. Great, thanks.
Yeah, is Lani there? Okay, Lani's not connected. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm having a difficult time hearing. Megan, can you hear me? All right.
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, you can. Okay, there's just a major delay on our conversation here. All right, Kapolei Golf Course, designed by Ted Robinson, best known for his use of water, like water features. He was referred to as the king of waterscapes and very visible at Kapolei. Can you tell us a little bit about the course, what it's like?
Well, a lot of our, majority, all of our tee boxes and our greens are elevated, so it, you know, keeps it high and tight. Our fairways are very well manicured, and we keep the rough just rough enough.
I love you.
Yes, rough enough.
Yes. Seashore past Pelham grass. Pace of play is 4 hours and 30 minutes. And there's GPS in all the golf course. All the golf carts feature the GPS, which will, of course, show you the whole design, the yardage during play. It's very cool. Now, this was our executive chef telling me about the golf course. Can you imagine? But I know that she knows this stuff because she does. Now, let's talk about what it's like in the kitchen. What are you putting together? Because I was reading about, you know, all the different things that go on at Kapolei Golf Club, the restaurant. It's the Kapolei Golf Club restaurant. The floor-to-ceiling glass windows, the restaurant overlooks the golf course. You have this fabulous, so you've got the windows.
This is on the radio.
You see the experience. You get the local ingredients. They're offering American and Japanese. I can hear you both now, I think. Are you both there?
I'm still here. Lani, you there?
Hello, Lani.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Lani.
Okay, cool.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to hear your voice. I was just going over the what the golf course is like. Megan was so cool. Megan, do you want to introduce Lani to us, please?
Yeah, so Lani is historically our first ever assistant golf pro. She is a one par under in all of her tournaments. Her junior year, she was first collegiate win, all WAC first team. And she's a local talent. She graduated from Waterloo High School, and she's been playing golf for the last 10 years. She's great. You come out and you watch her on the driving range. She outdrives the boys, and she can get on our par five in just two hits.
That is amazing. You rock, girl. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Gosh, so you are, I want to get this right because I get always confused about the different titles. You're an assistant golf professional, PGA?
Yes.
And you are a PGA associate, and so you're working towards getting your, becoming a, what's the next step?
Honestly, I'm doing this as like a backup plan. My first priority is getting into the LPGA and playing on television.
Woo! Yeah. Now, what do you got to do that? This is awesome.
Well, there's many ways to go about it. One is Q School. One is playing Monday qualifiers. One is just doing the PGA and just playing events. Hosting tournaments, but that's all that I know about.
Yeah. Now, are you putting money in your savings account while you're working so that you can, I mean, all this stuff is expensive.
Yeah, it is. It's like 10 grand for one tournament, and if you don't make it, you don't make it. But the answer to that question is yes. I am putting money in my savings account. I'm also looking at like sponsorships that I can apply for.
Yes. Apply for somebody, a business can, you know, step up and say, I want to be your sponsor. That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really wanted to talk to you more often about what you're doing and how you're doing, and give us. So you're also your PGA of America Professional Golf Management Program is what you're working on, full time golf facility. That's what you're, and your PGA membership is kind of your backup plan. But you still have to compete and complete specific requirements, the background check, of course, passing the playing ability test. It sounds like you've already passed the playing ability test, did you?
I got an exemption because of my collegiate event scores.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to take it.
Right. So, yes, that's what I thought. That's wonderful. So let me talk to you about your goals. And how, you know, what do you want to do as a teacher? That's what you're doing now. Your aspiration is to get to the, not necessarily be on TV, to be competing on the LPGA. That's where you're going. You're going to get there. And while you're helping players achieve their goals right now, what do you do?
As of right now, it's kind of hard for me to play, but I just work at the golf course. If I can get a chance to play in any event that is hosted here, I play. I practice. I just have a basic routine of putting golf as my priority.
Right. Right on. Are you teaching also at Kapolei Golf Course?
Yes, I am. I'm doing like an hour lesson here at Kapolei Golf Course. We just check in. I mostly do beginners and couples and ladies, which I feel like is really, really good because there's not a whole lot of women out there trying to get into golf, even if like young or old or wherever they're at. But I do lessons here, and I'm not I don't have a whole lot of equipment like our first assistant and our head pro, but I do what I can.
Yeah. And you're helping people get started, get comfortable in the business golf world, you know, learn the basics.
Yeah.
Avoid being embarrassed on the first tee. Always. You know, the first tee is really hard because everybody's still staring at you. At least you think they're staring at you. That's the whole thing, you know. Half the time, nobody even cares, you know. But in our own mind, they're thinking about their turn to be on. So it's just interesting. And you're also in just trying to get people to have more fun on the course, connect with golfers of similar skill levels. If you want to break 90, 80, 10, you know. Break 100. All of this to Girolani Lua Falealo. Am I pronouncing your name right? I think it's a beautiful name.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And yes, you are pronouncing it right.
Great. And her, she goes by Lani. So, you know, to Girolani. Yes. And you can go out and make an appointment. You want to... all these different things are available to you, and it's wonderful. What's your message to people who want to learn this game? We've got about, I don't know, 30 seconds, 40 seconds. Don't get stressed.
Just have fun with it. I think a lot of people get caught up, but the whole point of the game is to have fun, connect with other people, and just enjoy that golf is more than just a sport.
Yes. Yeah, it's a friendship that you have with the people you get together with. That's the beauty of it. So next time, we're going to have you on, Megan. We're going to have you guys on separate. You're going to call in. Megan's going to call in like she did the last time. And next time, Lonnie, you'll call in. So we have you on one phone line, and we won't have all the problems with the breaking up and the time delays. Thank you. You guys are
thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you, and I look forward to getting to know you and talking with you again. Aloha.
Yes.
All right. We are coming to you live from the Golf Club Studios on Oahu's gorgeous South Shore. It's actually a quite amazing day looking at the outside world. Just awesome to see it. And I want to wrap up the show and thank all the people who make this show possible. And they're just... I just can't thank our sponsors enough. We are, of course, welcoming the Newtown Driving Range. I thank you so much for being a part of the Golf Club Radio Show. So if you're going to go get warmed up before your round, you need to do that. Go to the Newtown Driving Range. Or, you know, if you want to wind down after work and go out there and hit some golf balls, the Newtown Range is operated by Casey Nakama Golf Group. And there's a fabulous restaurant there, too. So it's good golf, good food, and good fun. It's Aloha Powers, the So Hot Riding Mower Sale. Make your work faster and easier. Because, you know, you want to get your work done quicker and easier. We've got them for you today. You can get yours at Aloha Power Equipment. The mowers, they're open on Monday through Saturday at Evile next to the Costco gas station. And, of course, in Waipahu. And the Aloha Section PGA, thank you. Teach your children to play golf. It is the gift that lasts forever for self, for health, for friendship, for family, for business. Go golf. Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Teaching Professional at the Wailea Golf Academy. And the Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels since 1939. You know, I can't find you if you don't have a sign. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2025.